You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's Greybeard of the next half hour, the Motherland Influence, coming to you every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. You've heard some of all that already. Let's hear some more. I did my last set of all Jamaican ska, early Jamaican ska. Celebration of the great Ranking Roger from the English Beat from back in the, well, kept going for a while, starting back, I guess, late 70s and up until he passed away this month recently. Too many young people passing away, at least younger than me. Ranking, that was kind of a style of toasting that came out of Jamaica in the 60s and 70s. A lot of the 45s would have a vocal version on one side, and then the other side, the 45, you would have a instrumental, and DJs would play that and have, selectors would play that, and DJs in Jamaica would sing jay or toast over the instrumental side, often toasting about how good they were at toasting people like U-Roy and Sister Nancy and I-Roy. And that was a kind of a style that Ranking Roger brought into the late 70s and the 80s. And we're going to hear from him with the English Beat doing a tune, Ranking Full Stop, off of I Just Can't Stop It. And then we'll hear a new one, some new music from him coming in.
Look into the skyline.
from Ranking Roger, or the beat. Unfortunately, there were two versions of the beat that came. They kind of split up, I believe. There was the American version and the English version. Anyway, we heard from the beat featuring Ranking Roger in a tune called "Who's That Looking" from their new one. It just came out this month, Public Confidential. And then we heard Ranking Roger with the English beat doing Ranking Full Stop off of "I Just Can't Stop It." There was that second wave, I guess, that came out in the UK. The early ska was really popular with the mods, and that came back up in the late 70s and early 80s. Here's another group from that period, The Selector, one of my favorites. What's the name of this song?
Too much pressure. 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 Too much pressure.
female group, the Body Snatchers, the tune Easy Life. Life could be so easy. Off our early 45. I think that was like 81 maybe, or 80, probably 80s. Before that, The Selector with Too Much Pressure from the LP of the same title from 1980. And, well, just throwing some more ska sound. Here's one of the underrated groups. I actually played in Richmond at Schaefer Court when there was a Schaefer Court. And sorry, I'm losing my voice here. Shouldn't be talking so much. The Equators from 1981, the tune Rescue Me off of Hot.
Can't wait till I leave it.
having fun like them. Some local sounds from here in the city from 1984, The Good Guys, off of A System of Grooves. I should look them up, trying to find some more information on them. A support for WRIR comes from the ICA and VCU, presenting the art of our time and providing an open forum for dialogue and collaboration through exhibitions, programs, and publications at the Institute for Contemporary Art at Virginia Commonwealth University. West Broad Street at Belvedere is free and open to everyone. You belong here. All right, got one more to squeeze in, but first, let's go over what you've heard. That last one from The Good Guys off of the tune Fun Lover off of System of Grooves from 84. Hepcat from 97. They're probably one of my favorites. Ska revival group, because they're putting the soul back into the ska sound. That came off of Right on Time and the tune I Can't Wait. The Equators before that did Rescue Me from Hot. All right, got one more from the great The Specials and the tune Concrete Jungle. And then stay tuned. DJ Dolly will finish up the show.
The USA. Let's hear something from. Actually, we just were in the USA with The Good Guys right here in Richmond, Virginia, by the way, featuring Greybeard on bass on that album. He's playing it. I was going, wow, that's a great band. Who are they? Anyway, let's go up to New York and hear from Puerto Rican born Taina Asili from her new CD, Resiliencia. We're going to hear the song called La Alegría.
bembara, cosa do nosso amor me lindo, me bumbara.
I got weekend.
All right, that last track was from Nigeria, the great Abaraka, self-titled LP, the song called Ago Awuike. Tell you what, that the Igbo high life can sear steak, can't it? Before that, we heard from Gugla Patu from Benin, from an LP with a Spanish name, Oye Las Ondas, or Listen to the Waves. We heard the song called Che Swa. Before that, Antonio Sanchez, title cut from the LP Bully Povo out of Cape Verde. Before that, Eddie Tussa from Angola, from his 2015 CD, Casambele. We heard Melinda. Before that, Taina Asili from New York City, her new CD, Resiliencia. We heard the song called La Alegria. And Greybeard has something to say.
Next week, we start our spring fun drive where we raise money to keep paying the bills here at the station. And next Sunday on the Motherland Influence, we'll have Edwella and the Uprising Reggae Band from Northern Virginia will be coming down to perform live for you and tempt you to release some funds into our hands. And hopefully I'll have a guest DJ for the other black music at 3 to 5 that day also. Anyway, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
And stay tuned for If Music Could Talk, because If Music Could Talk, it will. And here comes Carlito.